fine.
You look terrible.
Oh, not very much.
No, it's a real old-fashioned traditional fair, Darrington. You know, swing boats, carousels.
Oh, I love all that.
Yeah, but you know what'll happen? You won't be able to resist the swing boats and you'll be throwing up your dinner over the side.
I will not.
I'm sure when Betty were expecting, it was just first thing in the morning.
Oh, with most people it is. I seem to have drawn the short straw.
Anyway, thought you were going to help Dad with his ad for the Echo.
We don't have to do that today.
When's the deadline?
Tuesday, I think.
Well, we'll do it tomorrow.
Aren't you working?
Well, yeah, I'm bottling later.
Didn't you say something about fishing with Tony?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I promise I'd take Phoebe along.
I think I'd better give the fair a miss. I'm tired.
Yeah, I think it's for the best.
Pass me over that pen and the pad from by the phone.
But okay. It doesn't have to go in this week's paper.
Oh, no more excuses. Come on, let's put our heads together.
Well, I'll leave you to it then, Hank. Phoebe, come on, we're going.
Now, what should we say? How about ruggedly attractive countryman?
You can't put that.
Why not?
Ruggedly attractive? Who are you trying to kid?
You ready?
Yes.
Have a lovely time.
Aren't you coming?
Oh, not today, sweetheart.
Grandad?
Just you and your dad this afternoon, darling.
Okay.
Come on then, let's go.
Oh, have fun.
We will.
See you later.
Yeah, bye.
So, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, what, physically?
For starters.
Oh, I don't know. Well, pretty ordinary, really.
Oh, come on, Mike. You're not overweight. And you've got a full head of hair.
I'm pretty weather-beaten.
You're very fit for your age. Yeah,
blind in one eye.
You don't need to mention that.
Well, I think it's best to be honest.
Look, like I said, it's all about selling yourself. You've got to accentuate the positive.
I don't want to create false hope.
Okay. Honest, caring...
If I say honest, people will think I got something to hide.
Why?
Well, it's just how it sounds.
Okay. Genuine, caring, funny...
I'm not funny.
Oh, you make me laugh.
But people will expect some kind of comedian.
Okay. Humorous.
No.
Witty.
Witty? Me?
Right, so tell me what you think it should say.
Oh, let's just stick to the facts. Widower 57.
Well, widower 50s would be better.
No, let's not beat about the bush. Widower 57, self-employed.
Oh, but you don't look 57. Why not say fit 57?
Hey?
Or youthful 57?
But that's not how I see myself.
Oh, but Mike, look... Remember the dreadful Marion?
Oh, don't remind me.
But nobody except you answered her ad. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
And why was that? Because she presented herself in this really dull way.
But she was dull. Unbelievably dull.
So?
What?
Well, you don't want people to think you're like that.
No, but... it's got to be possible to write something truthful that... Don't raise expectations.
But you want to raise expectations.
Not too far.
Oh, you want people to think, oh, he sounds interesting.
I just don't want... I don't want people to be disappointed when they meet me.
There you go, sir. One burger with mustard and one sausage back without. Enjoy.
Phew, is that it?
For the moment.
Never expected it to be this busy.
It's great, isn't it? Hope we've got enough burgers for tomorrow. Remind me to check when we get back.
Tom.
What?
About tomorrow. I know this is a really, really horrible thing to do, but is there any possibility you could manage without me?
What?
Tomorrow at Lower Loxley.
No. No way, Bren. You can't back out now.
I just thought, well, there are loads of people who can do this job.
No, there aren't. Remember when Morris did it at the Fete?
What about Jazza? You could try giving him a ring.
Bren, you promised.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just... It's this planning appeal.
What?
I told you about it. Matt asked me yesterday if I'd go to the site meeting.
Well, hang on, that's on Tuesday.
Yeah, but the point is, I need to be familiar with the case, and I'm not. So I've got to read all the paperwork, and there's just tons of it. The original applications, all the objections, the council's verdict, the appeal
document. You promised me.
I know.
You said after yesterday morning you'd be free all weekend.
Yeah, I thought I would
be. But Matt Crawford says jump.
Look, if you can't find anyone else, then of course I'll do it. I'm not going to abandon you and leave you on your own.
Hello, you two.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How's business?
Okay.
Better than okay. I've had them queuing halfway across the field.
Can I get you something?
No, no thanks. No, we had Sunday dinner before we came out.
Is Hayley here?
No, just me and Phoebs. And she's bumped into one of her chums from school, so I've been temporarily abandoned.
I know the feeling.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, so, you going on this trip to Lourdes?
Lourdes?
Yeah, the Village Cup final.
There's a coach party being organised.
You didn't tell me.
You remember Shula raised a load of money to support the team, then we got knocked out.
Yeah.
And she's spending the rest on hiring a coach, so it's all free.
When's this?
2 weeks today.
I've got a booking for Gourmet Grills.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, you wouldn't be able to go anyway.
Why not?
I dare say Matt Crawford will be requiring your services, as usual.
Look at this lot.
Oh, goodness, we can't possibly eat all those.
There's a load more coming on.
Oh, we'll have to start giving them away.
Yeah.
But who do we know who doesn't grow their own one of these?
Oh, I'll take them out on the milk road. A few old folk I know always grateful for a bag of veg.
You want to put them in for the flower and produce show?
Oh, no, Hayley. Wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, they're doing so well.
It isn't volume you need for the flower and produce. It's perfection. Mm. Most of mine are a bit curved. I mean, look at this one. It's like a boomerang.
Still tastes just as good.
Yeah, but for the show you need, I think it's 5 beans. They need to be very long, very straight.
Oh.
Anyhow, I'll put them in the fridge for now. Have we got a plastic bag?
Cupboard behind the door.
Right. Then I think I might pop down the ball for an hour or so.
Mike?
Hmm?
I was just having another look at this.
No, Hayley.
I thought if we could just change
please.
A couple of words.
That we've spent far too long on it already. We've been running around in circles, and I'm quite happy with what we've ended up with.
Hiya!
Oh, hello. Where's Fabian?
Oh, just saying hello to the silkies.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was all right. Phoebe's met Tilly, is it? Black hair, very skinny.
Oh, Tilly Cook from school.
Yeah, so I was left rather to my own devices. Brenda was there, helping Tom.
Yeah, well, I dare say they're busy this weekend. Anyhow, I'm just off to the ball. Do you fancy a point?
Oh, no, not just now, thanks.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Have you spoken to Brenda lately?
Saw her briefly on Friday. Why?
Got the impression it's not all sweetness and light between her and Tom.
Oh, dear.
It's probably nothing. Anyway, how do you get on?
Oh, Roy. When your dad decides to dig his heels in, there's no shifting him, is there?
Oh, dear.
So I've been batting my head against a brick wall all afternoon. Now, listen to this. widower, 57, self-employed, country lover, seeks genuine woman, 45
genuine
to 50.
Woman? As opposed to what? A man in drag?
You know, I didn't notice that. Oh, I just thought this is so uninspiring. I can't imagine anyone's going to answer it. But he wouldn't listen to any of my suggestions.
So, what do you suggest?
Loads of things. But something along the lines of rugged romantic, 50s, OHAC.
What's that?
Own house and car.
Oh, right.
Loves good food, talking, dancing, and the great outdoors.
Oh, that's good.
Seeks interesting woman.
What, just that?
I don't really see the point of being terribly specific about what you're looking for, because, well, you don't really know till you find it, do you?
Well, I have to say, if I was an interesting woman, I don't think I'd bother with Dad's version.
I told him, Roy. I said, all that's going to attract is the likes of dreary Marion, but he wouldn't have it.
Well, I tell you what.
Hmm?
Why don't we send your version into the Echo?
We can't.
But no, not instead of Dad's, as well as.
Oh.
Yeah, see which gets the most replies.
I bet you a fiver mine does. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, love. Oh, you smell of fried onions.
Sorry.
Hi, Tom.
Evening.
Should have gone home to change first, but we were just gasping for a cold beer.
So, good day, was it?
Yeah, we did really well, didn't we, Tom?
Hmm.
Oh, come on, cheer up.
What's to be cheerful about? What do you want to drink?
Lager.
Pint?
Please.
Mike?
No, I'm all right, sir.
Okay. Do you want any crisps or anything?
No, thanks.
What's the matter with him?
Ah, it's nothing. Just a bit hacked off with me.
I gathered that.
I told him I'd be free all weekend to do gourmet grills. Only I can't do tomorrow after all.
Ooh, had a better offer.
Not exactly. Matt wants me to do something for him.
Matt Crawford expects you to work bank holiday Monday?
No, he's asked me to represent him at this meeting on Tuesday. It's a planning appeal. It's quite a big thing.
Oh, that's a lot of responsibility to dump on you.
Yeah, and I know nothing about the case. I've got to spend tomorrow reading up on it.
But surely, I mean, well, he must have known about this appeal thing for weeks.
Yeah, but that's Matt, isn't it? Likes to fly by the seat of his pants.
Oh, so what's Tom going to do?
I rang Jazza and he's perfectly willing to help out.
Ah.
It's really not a problem.
But Tom ain't happy.
No, well, I did promise. And I let him down.
Oh, he'll get over it.
Yeah. Anyway, what are you doing sitting all alone in the pub?
Oh, I was chatting to Joe until a minute before you come in. He got so desperate for a puff on his pipe he went outside.
It's not so nice out there now.
Hmm. Oh, we're saying to Sid. He's going to lose his hardcore smokers when the weather gets bad, but he says he's going to put up an awning and a couple of tables with big umbrellas and get a patio heater.
Oh, they're dreadful, those things.
Well, Sid seems to think it's worth it.
There you go. There's a pint of lager.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh, hey. You're a bit thirsty, aren't you?
Oh, that is so good.
So, Mike, how did your date go on Friday?
Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
How did you know?
Hayley told us.
Hmm. Said you'd answered a lonely hearts ad.
Yeah, well, I won't be doing that again in a hurry.
Oh, dear.
Most boring woman I've ever met. Sounded quite nice from her ad, in a quiet sort of way.
Right.
But,
Oh, well, you going to try again?
Well, you know, considering the options. Anyway, you two going on this trip to Lourdes?
No.
Well, that's a shame. Since practically all the team are going.
Yeah.
I've got a gourmet grills booking.
We saw Roy at the fair.
Yeah, he said.
He and Hayley are going.
Well, it's a big coach, apparently. Plenty of room for wives and girlfriends. Sid's even thinking that Jolene might come.
She's not that interested in cricket, is she?
Yeah, it's not just about cricket, though, is it? It's a trip to London, all expenses paid. I'd really love to have gone.
All right.
David?
Oh, hello.
Problems?
No, everything feels all right, but she's making a bit of a fuss.
Big cough, I expect.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, I was just passing and, I've been thinking about it all weekend. What's happening about your old tractor?
Oh, don't remind me.
Bert was supposed to be coming over to plough my grassland.
Oh, shouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. I can do it any time. But how's the tractor? Did the engine completely seize?
Yeah, pretty much. We managed to get it back here, but...
Do you need a hand stripping it down?
Oh, no.
Only I do have a bit of experience.
No, it's okay, Tony. I haven't got the time. Nor the inclination, to be honest.
Ah.
So, I found this specialist engineer in Felpersham, Dennis Wiggins.
That's going to cost you.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, it's Bert's first ploughing match next Monday and the Edgeley one the following Thursday.
So, is it going to be ready?
Well, keeping our fingers crossed. Yeah. All right, Olga, all right.
Well, I'd better leave you to it. I was going to say, you fancy coming fishing?
Fishing?
But you've obviously got your hands full here.
When?
This afternoon. Late-ish, about 3:30.
Oh, I'd love to.
I've arranged to meet Mike. He doesn't finish bottling till then. So I've had to persuade Pat to do the milking.
The thing is, I promised Josh I'd take him fishing, but I just haven't had a moment.
Mike's bringing Phoebe.
Oh, it's because of her that Josh wants to do it. He's been nagging me for the past week.
Has he got a rod?
Well, I dug out an old one of mine. It's not the most brilliant bit of kit, but I suspect he'll decide after 30 minutes that fishing's boring.
Oh, not necessarily.
So I don't want to splash out on a new one.
Well, Phoebe's really got the bug.
Yeah, well, trouble with Josh, he's never been very good at sitting still.
This is the last of the tonics.
Yeah, I knew we were short. I'll get some more tomorrow.
We'll just have to hope the gin drinkers stay away today.
It's all right. Lillian's having a weekend in London.
Oh, well, it should be all right then.
Yeah. Talking of which...
What?
London.
Hmm?
Do you fancy going on this trip on the night?
What, the cricket thing?
The Village Cup final.
Having trouble filling the coach, are you?
No, I just thought... You know, it's all paid for and... Well, we don't get many days out together.
That's true. But I ain't sure I want to spend one of those rare days watching cricket.
Oh, you don't have to spend the whole time watching the match. Loads of stuff to see. The museum and shop. You can even see the actual Ashes urn.
Oh, can't wait.
Huh. So what do you say?
Yeah, nice idea, sir, but it's a Sunday. Someone's got to run the pub.
Mum!
I'm in the bar! One of us has really got to be here.
Not necessarily.
Oh, you're both here. Good. Look, I'm really sorry and I hate to let you down, but I can't work this evening.
What?
Well, I know it's short notice, but Ed's just run and he's got some tickets.
Fallon, it's bank holiday. Where am I going to find a replacement?
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure Kirsty's around this weekend.
And if she don't want to work?
We'll manage somehow.
No, this is not on. It's very irresponsible behaviour.
I know. Look, I'm really sorry. It's just that there's this stand-up thing in Borchester.
Stand-up in Borchester? I thought you were talking Wembley Arena at the very least.
Don't be daft.
Stand-up in Borchester with Ed? You got to drop everything.
There's some really good people on.
No, I'm sorry, Fallon. You said you'd work tonight.
Look, can't we do a deal?
And you can't go through life letting people down.
But, Mum,
are you doing anything on Sunday, the 9th?
Working here.
Okay. If we let you go to this thing tonight, will you run the pub for us on the 9th?
Run the pub?
No, Sid.
On my own?
Well, not single-handed, no. But if I can get Clary to come in, and you'll have Frieda, obviously, and Kirsty.
Where are you going to be?
Well, I want to take your mum on this trip to Lourdes.
But Sid...
No buts. As long as there's a full team of regular staff, I'm perfectly prepared to leave Fallon in charge.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, is that okay?
You bet.
Jolly?
Well, all right.
Okay, let's have another go.
You have to take the rod straight back.
I know that.
Over your head.
Shh, Phoebe. All right, Josh?
Yep.
And remember to touch the spool.
Just before it hits the water. Yes, I know.
Okay. Right, where are you going then? Oh! Well, son!
Yeah, that was perfect.
Absolutely brilliant, wasn't it, Phoebe?
Very good. Your turn, Dad.
Yeah, in a minute.
Ah, he's afraid he won't be able to do it as well as you, Josh.
Well, it's a very long time since I've done it. Yeah. Rather out of practice.
Yeah. Excuses.
No, seriously, I can't remember the last time I went fishing.
Oh, I couldn't live without it. Best way in the world to relax.
Yeah, trouble with me, I can't relax. Keep thinking of the 17 other things I ought to be doing.
You're still going ahead with this schools thing?
What?
Well, you mentioned something about a farm visit.
Oh, that, yeah, well, if it happens. Face put us in touch with the Country Trust. They're organising it. We're getting a group of primary kids from some inner city school in Wolverhampton.
Oh, dear.
What?
Well, they've probably never even seen a cow or a chicken before.
Yeah, which is exactly why we want to do it. Put kids back in touch with where their food comes from.
I remember Ailey saying when she first came to Ambridge, she thought eggs were laid in boxes of six.
She never.
Oh, yes, she did.
We've got an inspector coming over next week to do a risk assessment.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, has to be done. They'll just look around and make sure everything's okay.
Dad?
Yeah, what?
How long do we have to wait till the fish bite?
I spoke to Shula, and she's reserved a seat for you.
Oh, good.
You're just in time. The coach is pretty well full already.
So, who else is going?
Virtually all the team. I think Tom's the only one who definitely can't make it. And quite a few wives and families. Oh! Hi, Fallon.
Hiya.
You're looking very glamorous.
Glamorous? Me?
Yeah.
Happy day.
I thought you were only going out with Ed.
I am.
So why are you all tarted up?
Why, fuck. Honestly, just because I've washed my hair and put a bit of makeup on.
Well, you look very nice.
Thank you.
And you'll be pleased to know that both Clary and Kirsty are free to work on the 9th.
Oh, great. So you're definitely going to Lourdes?
I've booked our places on the coach.
Fantastic!
So we're relying on you to behave like a responsible adult.
When do I ever do anything else?
Tonight?
Oh, Mum.
Anyway, we don't want to come back and find the place has been trashed.
No, you can count on me. Seriously.
Yeah, and you can turn that thing off when you're behind the bar.
Hi, Ed. What? Oh, no. No, it's, I understand. It's not a problem. Well, I hope you can get it sorted. Yeah, well, I'll see you soon. Bye. Damn it.
What's up?
Ed's got a problem with some cow.
Oh.
He's stuck at Grange Farm.
What? So you won't be going out tonight?
No.
So I didn't need to drag Kirsty in after all?
Oh, never mind that my evening's been ruined. You had to change the staff rota. I'm really, really sorry.
Fallon!
I'm going upstairs.
Yeah. What did I say?
Oh, search me. I don't know what's the matter with it.
Evening.
Oh, hello there. How's the fishing?
Absolute rubbish.
Oh, dear. Right?
Yes, please.
And me.
I didn't catch much. Just a couple of little ones. Even Phoebe was getting a bit fed up.
Oh, not half as much as Josh.
Josh Archer?
Yeah, David brought him down to introduce him to the finer points of fishing. Don't think he was terribly impressed.
Yeah, Jamie's mentioned it to me.
Has he?
Yeah, said he'd like to give it a go, but I don't know the first thing about it.
Well, he could come along with us if you like.
He hasn't got a rod or anything.
Look, I'll have a word with David. Only he says he's too busy, so I said I'll take Josh next time he wants to go.
If he wants to go. Don't think he was exactly thrilled by today's experience.
So maybe we could borrow David's rod.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind buying one for Jamie, if he's genuinely interested. Yeah,
best have a trial run before we go spending money.
Here's one.
Oh, look, I'll get these.
Oh, time.
You're going to end up like the Pied Piper. Leading a troop of little kids round to the fishing lake.
Oh, yeah, that's fine by me.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Shall we go sit by the window?
And don't forget your change.
Oh, yeah, Tom.
It looks like your Phoebe may have started something, though.
Yes. It's going to be tricky keeping it up if they move house.
There you go.
No, she's very keen, so...
Well, she's likely to keep it going, then.
Sid, I'm just going to pop upstairs for a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, make sure Fallon's all right.
They're serious, are they? Roy and Haley? About moving?
But they ain't having much luck finding anywhere.
Oh, well, they're used to having the run of a big house, aren't they? Mm. They're going to have to set their sights a lot lower.
Oh, they realise that, but Haley, well, she... She really wants a place of her own, particularly now.
Oh, why?
Look, this is supposed to be hush-hush, so you ain't to breathe a word, but she's expecting.
Really? You're going to be a granddad again?
Yeah, you keep it to yourself, OK?
Yeah, of course. Oh, but that explains it.
What?
And wanting her own house. You know, nesting instinct and all that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, but what about you? Won't you feel a bit lost, being all on your own?
Well, to be honest, I've been wondering if I shouldn't look around for somewhere smaller.
Really?
Well, then I could free up a bit of capital, maybe give Roy and Ailey a helping hand.
Yeah, but if you give money to Roy, you'll have to do the same for Brenda.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I will.
I mean, I know she and Tom are perfectly happy where they are at the moment, but... Well, I, for one, would be delighted if he was a bit less tied in with Brian.
They're going to want to buy somewhere eventually, though, aren't they?
I suppose so. I mean, it depends how Tom... Well, what he decides to do.
Well, I might at least get the house valued, see how much it's worth.
You wouldn't want to leave Willow Farm, would you?
Well, I'd miss the old place, certainly.
No, it's your home. You're used to having a bit of space.
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Yeah, of course.
You okay?
Oh, fine. I'm sorry if I was a bit, you know...
He just sort of bites his head off.
I'm sorry. I was just disappointed. I was really looking forward to going. It's ages since I've had an evening out.
Yeah, it must be at least a week.
Okay. It's bank holiday. I've done nothing but work in the pub all weekend. And to cap it all, I've just given up an evening's pay for nothing.
It was only some local stand-up gig.
I know.
Well, last time you went to one of them, you complained there wasn't one decent laugh the entire evening.
Yeah, I probably didn't miss much.
And you was only going with Ed. It's not like it was some hot date.
No, that's right. It was only Ed.
I was just about to make some coffee.
Oh, I won't stop, Tara. I've a lot to do in the garden. Dinner with Lower Loxley this afternoon.
Oh, how's your garden doing, good?
Oh, not so bad now. I was beginning to despair a month back.
Oh, I know.
All that rain.
The slugs and snails had a field day, didn't they?
Oh, I lost all my first sowing of brassicas, and as for salads...
Anyway, Bert, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted a word with David.
He's out shifting some bales.
Oh, is he?
Anything I can help with?
No, just somewhat about the tractor.
Oh, what's the news on that?
Well, do you know what happened?
Oh, yes, David told me.
I was on my way over to Bridge Farm, and I was composing an ode about the Worm of Ambridge. Oh. So it was a moment or two before I noticed the black smoke pouring out.
But you found someone who'll fix it.
Yeah, nice fella named Wiggins. Used to work for Barsetshire Agricultural, but set up on his own now. Little workshop in Felpersham.
Morning. Oh, hi, Emma.
Morning.
Oh, sorry I'm late. George's been a complete pain. George? Yeah. George, come here.
Oh, dear.
You know what they're like at that age.
No! Come on, don't make such a fuss. I'm sorry about this. Look, Ben's in the sitting room.
The wrong thing.
He's watching something on the telly. Do you want to go and watch telly with Ben?
No!
But you like Ben and you like watching telly, don't you?
The wrong thing.
How about the biscuit then? No, it's all right. I'll just take him through and get him settled. Come on. Come here, sweetheart.
No!
I'll come through in a minute, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Come on, you.
Oh. Poor girl, she looks exhausted.
I remember it well.
Oh, Ben was never that bad.
Oh, much worse. And as for Josh, he was a nightmare.
Anyway, as I was saying...
Oh, yes, about the tractor.
Yeah, David found this fellow Wiggins. Now, he reckoned he could fix it. So we put it on a trailer and took it over. Now, that had been... What day was it now? Oh, it was when Nigel done his opening ceremony for the Rupert Paget Memorial.
Oh, well, that was last Wednesday.
That's right, Wednesday.
Phil, can I leave you to make the coffee?
Oh, yes, of course.
Kettle's just about to boil.
So I hope by Friday he'll be able to tell us when it'll be ready.
I've just got to have a word with Emma. Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, but David didn't hear nothing, so I tried ringing him over the weekend. Several times I tried, but no answer. Finally, this morning, I gets hold of him and he says, I'm just about to start working on it now. Nearly a week he's at it and he ain't lifted a finger.
You be a good boy, George, and I'll be back in a little while, all right?
All right.
Oh, yeah, for now. Thank God for television, our parents haven't managed before.
I know.
It was always on at me not to let him watch so much, but sometimes...
I know, but when you're desperate for a few minutes, peace and quiet.
Yeah, anyway, what do you want me to do today?
Would you like a cup of coffee before you start?
No, I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine, really.
Oh, Emma.
I'm sorry, it's just been one of them mornings.
Come on now, sit down. Look, I know how it can be with kids.
It's not just George.
Isn't it?
No.
Do you want to tell me?
Do you know what yesterday was?
No.
My third wedding anniversary.
Oh.
3 years since I married Will. And I know there's no point looking back, but... I just can't help remembering.
Of course.
I thought it was for life, you know? I thought I'd be married to Will forever, but here I am, just 3 years on, and my life is just such a mess.
No, it isn't. You made one mistake.
Yeah, a pretty catastrophic one.
You were young. You still are. You've got your whole life ahead of you.
Will's got a new girlfriend.
Yeah, I heard.
They bought a new sofa.
What?
Throughout the old one that Will and I chose together.
Right.
And I know it's only a sofa, but it just seemed like he's chucking out his old life. That's it, on the scrap heap, time to move on.
But that's good, isn't it? That he's getting on with his life, that he's not still... Well, you know...
Same with Ed. He's got a job that he loves and... He's going out with Fallon.
Is he? I thought they were just good friends.
They go out. They go to clubs and bars and they dance and have fun and... Well, what am I doing?
You're bringing up your son.
I'm back living with my mum and dad, sat at home every evening, watching the telly like I'm middle-aged already.
It won't be long till George goes to nursery.
I never go out except to work. And I mean, look at me. I had ambitions. I was meant to be running my own place by now. Jax was just a stepping stone.
There's plenty of time.
Instead of which... Look, no offence, Ruth, but... I'm a cleaner. Mopping floors and scrubbing toilets... It wasn't meant to be like this.
Hiya.
Oh, hello. It's not Wednesday, is it?
Nope.
And you don't usually come over this early unless it's veg box day.
No, Dad called me. Said he'd got a problem with the carving.
Oh, yeah, I think he called Alistair in the end.
He asked if I'd come over and move the irrigation pipes.
All right. So how was your weekend?
Oh, I never, ever want to spend another day doing gourmet grills with Jazza.
Jazza?
He has the attention span of a fruit fly. How he ever manages that milk round is a complete mystery.
Well, what happened to Brenda?
Matt Crawford.
She had to work?
I wish you wouldn't let him push her around like that.
I don't think Brenda'd let anyone push her around.
Yeah, well, if I was in her position, I'd tell him to stuff his job.
Not jealous, are you?
What, Matt Crawford? Of course not.
But you think Brenda prefers spending time with him?
Well, no. I know she thinks he's a slimy little toad, which is why I can't understand why she's prepared to bend over backwards to please him all the time.
Oh, Brenda's just as serious about her career as you are.
Yeah, I know.
And Matt's got fingers in so many pies, I'm sure he's worth knowing for an ambitious young businesswoman.
All the same, I'll be very glad when next month is over and Brenda's back at university.
Here, Pat! Don't forget these.
Hi there.
Oh, hello. Oh, I thought you was going to drive off without your strawberries and black currants.
No, I hadn't forgotten. I was just chatting to Tom. Here, let me take them.
I'd better get off anyway.
Oh, yeah, thanks, love.
I'll see you later.
Oh, dear. Poor Tom.
Oh, why'd you say that?
He gets so upset when Brenda asserts her independence. He's not very good at hiding it.
Oh.
I want to shake him sometimes. I want to say, don't go messing up a perfectly good relationship just because you can't have your own way all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's difficult, isn't it? When you think they're making a mistake.
Hmm.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. How did you get on Thursday?
Hey?
You said you were going to meet William's new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't see you on Friday to ask how it went.
Yeah, they're all right.
And you were a bit concerned about her, weren't you?
Look, you'd better get going. You're running awful late.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
I didn't see you standing there.
You going to lift the rest of them potatoes?
Oh, I think they'll be all right for another week or so.
What about your onions?
Yes, I should get those up.
You going to enter them for the flour and produce?
Well, the onions? Oh, I shouldn't think so. They're very variable in size. Mm. Same with the tomatoes.
Yeah, you need to match them. Your carrots are looking better than mine.
Yes, they're coming along all right now. Got off to such a slow start this year.
And your beans, now they're looking good.
Oh, runners always do well here. I think it's down to the superior quality of Brookfield manure.
Ah, makes the difference, good manure in your trench.
So, yours doing well, are they?
Oh, well, not so bad.
Any chance for a bit of salad stuff for lunch?
Oh, yes, of course, help yourself.
David back yet, is he?
Not yet, I'm afraid.
Ah, well, I'll give him a call this evening.
I'll tell him.
I'd best get over to Lower Loxley now. I'll be seeing you.
Yes, bye, Bert.
Bye. What?
Nothing. Did you manage to sort Emma out?
Oh, she calmed down a bit, but she's not the happy bunny at the moment.
Isn't she?
All of... What is she? 23 and convinced her life is over.
Oh, dear.
The trouble is, Will's got a new girlfriend.
Oh, is he?
And a new sofa, apparently. She was particularly upset about the sofa.
Why on earth should she care about William's furniture?
It's symbolic.
Of what?
Of the fact that he's getting on with his life, whereas she's a single mum, back living with her parents and working as my cleaner. Can I have one of these lettuces?
Oh, yeah, well, you'll need to pick the slugs out.
I'm used to that.
Oh, and there's a cucumber ready.
Oh, excellent.
Has Bert said anything to you about the flower and produce show?
No, why?
Well, he was obviously fishing.
How do you mean?
Well, trying to discover what I'd be entering.
And what are you entering?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I was thinking of Marana beans.
Oh, they are pretty spectacular.
Though I wouldn't mind betting Bert's entering is.
Hello?
Oh, that were quick.
Yep. Nice clear run into Borchester this morning. None of the usual hold-ups.
I'm good.
Everything all right?
Well, no, I dropped a jug of blackcurrant puree.
Oh, dear.
Took me ages to get it cleaned up, so I'm afraid I'm a bit behind with the potting up.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'm just so angry with myself. How could I be so careless?
Oh, come on, accidents happen.
I just can't seem to concentrate this morning.
What's the matter?
No, nothing.
Come on, you can tell me.
Oh,
what?
It's William's girlfriend. Like I told you, we went round for tea and, oh, it was just awful.
Oh, Clary.
I don't trust her, Pat. I reckon she's looking for a father for her kids, and she's seen our William. Nice house, good prospects. Oh, and she's thought, yeah, I'll have him.
You make her sound very calculating.
Eddie thinks I'm imagining it.
Does he?
Yeah, I think she's a really nice girl.
But you're not convinced.
And the trouble is, I'm afraid to let my feelings show a bit.
Ah.
I know. Oh, no, Eddie ticked me off something rotten.
Did he?
Yeah, and I know he's right. I've just got to button me lip and be nice to the girl. But
it's difficult.
Well, how can I stand back and watch William make another big mistake?
But suppose it's not a mistake.
Eh?
I suppose she really is keen on William. I mean, from what you say, everyone else seems to think she's perfectly nice.
You think I'm wrong about her?
I've got no idea, Clary. I've never met her. But, I mean, even if you're right, William's not going to listen to you, is he?
That's what Eddie said.
Well, it's usually the opposite. Do you remember John on The Dreadful Sharon?
Oh, dear, yeah.
I knew she was a disaster waiting to happen, and it wasn't just me. Everyone could see it.
Except John, eh?
Yeah, and I tried and tried to talk some sense into him. So did Tony. It just made him all the more determined. And so often since, I've wondered if I'd kept my distance, if I'd left well alone, well, maybe things would have turned out differently.
Oh, Pat.
So that would be my advice to you. Grit your teeth and smile. And above all, don't let William know how you feel.
Shorty's invited me partridge shooting next week.
That's nice.
Can't go.
No.
Nah, too busy. Maybe Brian would like to go.
Brian?
Yeah.
Well, what made you think of him?
Well, you've got to feel sorry for the guy, ain't you?
Why?
You know, since he took on that kid, he seems to spend half his blooming life playing nursemaid.
And what about poor Jenny?
Well, she's not going to fancy a day's partridge shooting, is she? Is there any more coffee?
Help yourself.
Oh, here's Brenda. I must grab before she goes up. Brenda?
Morning.
Can you come in here a minute?
I haven't finished my breakfast.
Look, I've got to be out this morning.
All right.
So, I won't bother coming up to the office, all right?
Morning, Lillian.
Morning.
Come and sit down, have a cup of coffee.
I don't want to interrupt.
Don't mind me, darling, I only live here.
Lillian.
This time I was getting dressed anyway. I'm supposed to be looking after Jack this morning so Mum can get her hair done.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay, so how'd you get on yesterday?
See you later.
Yeah, all right, love.
Pretty well, I think.
Titty up, down. Tell me all about it.
Well, I went through all the paperwork on Monday, and I thought we haven't got a hope in hell.
I know. After the council turned down the plans, I thought that's it.
You still took it to appeal.
Of course.
Anyway, I went along to the site early yesterday morning, a couple of hours before the planning officer was due, and had a really good look around.
Good?
And honestly, Matt, most of the objections are completely spurious.
Oh, right. You think so?
I know so. The new houses would hardly overlook the neighbouring gardens at all. And they certainly wouldn't block out the sun.
Wouldn't they?
Well, maybe in the depths of winter when the sun is really low in the sky. But this time of year, not in the least.
What about the traffic thing?
It's complete rubbish. You only had to go and stand in the road to see that the building wouldn't affect visibility at all.
And you pointed that out to the planning officer?
Of course. But one of the objectors was this real Linda Snell type, who kept trying to harangue the council guy and was obviously really annoying him. So I played it very subtle. Just asked him to stand in certain places and look at where the shadows fell and look at the sight lines. I think he got the message.
Yeah, you can never tell with those blokes.
No, well, obviously he wasn't giving anything away, but I just felt, if there's any justice, we should win this appeal.
Well, don't get your hopes up. I've written it off, I must confess.
Is that why you sent me to deal with it?
Yeah, well, that and the fact that I couldn't be bothered to read all the documents again.
Oh, very much. It's all right for me to spend Bank Holiday Monday ploughing my way through council rulings and letters of objection.
That's what I pay you for.
Tom was extremely hacked off.
So when will we...
3 to 4 weeks, the planning officer said. We'll get a letter.
Right. Look, I've got to go out this morning. You got enough to keep you busy?
Oh, yeah. Saw the stuff about those garages in Darrington.
OK, look, I'll see you later, but good work yesterday. Sounds like you've done a very professional job.
time are you going out?
Oh, just as soon as I've finished tidying up.
So when then?
Probably be 10:30 by the time we leave.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I wondered. I thought I might come with you.
What?
Well, you do everything for Rory. It was about time I lend a bit of a hand.
We're going shopping, Brian.
Yeah, to buy his school uniform.
But you hate shopping.
Well...
You do.
It's a bit of a chore, but I don't mind.
Well, I do.
Oh, so you don't want me to come?
You'll only get in the way.
Oh, well, all right then.
And you might think it's a big occasion, buying his first school uniform, but I don't think Rory would be very thrilled about it.
Oh, don't you?
Oh, you know how difficult it is getting him to change his clothes.
You sure I couldn't help?
Oh, seriously, Brian, I'd much rather handle this on my own. You've got more important things to do.
Okay, then.
Can I come in?
Hello, Matt.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you. Just wondered if you fancied the day's partridge shooting.
Oh, right.
Can't go, Missy. I thought you might like to take my place.
I'm a bit busy with Rory, to be honest.
Oh, not that busy. Do you good to have a day out?
Yeah, you can't let the kid rule your entire life.
Maybe once he's settled in school.
Right, suit yourself.
Oh, talking of Rory, excuse me, Matt. Got to take him shopping.
You sure I can't?
No. You stay and talk to Matt.
Well, that was all I came to say, really. I'm just on my way over to the estate. You know, we're going in for biofuels big time this year.
You did mention it, yes.
New rape variety. Debbie reckons it's the best yielding yet.
Well, Debbie would know.
Where the smart money's going, apparently. Surprised you're not going down that route yourself.
I thought we'd keep up the wheat acreage. I reckon we'll do all right.
And whose advice was that, then?
Debbie's, as a matter of fact.
Go on. In you go. That's it. Now don't go wandering off again, you daft bird. Here, hang on, Meg. Don't go rushing off.
Well?
Here, Meg. Oh, hello, love.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I was only calling the dog.
Out in the woods, are you?
Of course.
So, what are you doing this morning?
Oh, you know, usual stuff. Filling up the feed hoppers, checking me traps.
I wish I was there with you.
So do I. Seems like ages since I saw you. That's why I'm ringing, actually. To say, how about I come over tonight?
Well?
And we... look, Nick, I gotta go. The boss has just turned up. I'll ring you back in 5, okay? Morning, Brian.
Well, I think you've got a bit of a problem.
What?
I just turned the car into the Felbersham Road and there was a great gaggle of birds.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, it must have been a dozen at least.
Oh, we must have a leak somewhere. I spent hours dogging in down there last night.
More important to find where they're getting out, actually.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, otherwise there's going to be accidents. You know the speed people drive down that road.
I'll get on to it as soon as I've checked my traps.
Okay.
Was that all?
Yes. Well, I better get on.
Oh, actually, Brian, could I ask you a favour?
What?
Is it all right if I pop into the office and use a photocopier?
Well, what for?
I just need proof of ID for something, so I have to copy my driving licence.
Fine. Help yourself.
Thanks.
See ya.
Bye. Here, Meg. Sit. Good girl.
Has he gone?
Yeah.
Are you in trouble?
No, of course not.
So, you're going to come over tonight?
Is that okay?
Can't wait.
I might be a bit late.
I don't mind how late it is. It'd just be so great to see you.
I've got something to tell you.
What?
I've just had some news.
Good news?
Yeah, at least I think so.
What?
I'll tell you tonight.
Oh, no, go on, tell me now.
Then I won't have a reason to come over, will I?
Oh, Will, you don't need a reason.
You just have to wait, okay?
Okay. See you later.
And what about Alice?
Oh, Lillian, I was so hoping there might be some rapprochement before she goes to South Africa, but it's not going to happen.
Isn't she talking to you?
Oh, yes. It's just with Brian. Would you like some cake?
No, not for me, thanks.
She's very full of this RAF thing.
Yeah, she's very keen, isn't she?
She started going on about the relevance of NATO in the modern geopolitical... something or other.
Good Lord.
Lost me after about two sentences.
Oh, why on earth was she telling you that?
Oh, well, she's got a big interview in 2 weeks' time. And she's expected to know about, you know, the role of the RAF and all the different aeroplanes and what they do.
And you didn't understand a word of it.
Not really, no.
Afternoon.
Oh, there you are, Brian.
Where do you think I was?
Well, I thought we'd be back ages ago. Rory wants to show you his uniform. Rory! Daddy's home!
Did Matt find you this morning?
Yes, yes. Tell me all about his plans for biodiesel.
Oh, I thought he was going to invite you to a partridge shoot.
Oh, yes, that too.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, my goodness, look at you.
I got a shirt, trousers and shoes.
Oh, and a very handsome sweatshirt.
Oh, in my day, it was blazers and caps.
And a school bag.
I can't quite believe it. My little boy off to school.
I'm not little anymore.
No. Quite grown up.
I told Jake you were coming over. He was determined to stay awake.
Oh, was he?
Oh, but his little eyes just wouldn't stay open.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I should have been here an hour ago. But we have a problem this time of year.
With wandering birds, yeah, you told me.
My boss had a bit of a go this morning.
Because you caught you chatting on the phone?
Well, I don't think he noticed that. None of his business anyway. No, he just spotted a load of birds strolling down the main road.
Oh, posh wine tonight.
Well, not particularly. But I thought we deserved a little celebration.
Why?
I had some good news this morning.
Yeah, you said on the phone. Very mysterious you were. So what is it? Come on, what's happened?
Well, it's probably nothing. So don't get too excited. Cheers, me love.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
Oh, come on, Will. Don't keep me in suspense.
Well, you remember my mum and dad went up to Scotland last week? To this funeral?
Yeah, you're... great aunt, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Great Aunt Hilda. Well, I've never even clapped eyes on her, right? And I think the last time my dad met her was... when I was still at junior school.
But they went to her funeral?
Well, I can understand why. Except my mum, well, she likes to do the right thing, you know. But my dad...
Ah, he said she had a lot of money.
Yeah, but if he was hoping to touch her for a few quid, well, he left it a bit late, hadn't he?
So?
So what?
Oh, come on, Will, tell me!
I got home last evening, and there was this letter on the mat addressed to William Grundy, Grange Farm, Ambridge, which is where I lived when I was a lad.
Your dad's old farm?
Yeah. Caroline, you know my godmother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she must have brought it round, stuck it through me door. Anyway, it's from this firm of solicitors in Aberdeen, telling me that I'm mentioned in Great Aunt Hilda's will.
You're kidding me.
I couldn't believe it. Like I said, never met her in my life.
So, what's she left you?
I don't know. Didn't say. So this morning, first thing I did, I rang them up and they said, we can't tell you nothing till we got proof of your identity.
So do you have to go up there?
No. I just photocopied my driving licence and sent that off to them.
So it could be loads of money.
Well, don't get your hopes up. She was in a nursing home for years, so... whatever money there was probably got spent. She most likely left me, you know, some kind of keepsake, a teapot or something.
But even if it is, it could be some priceless antique. It could be like silver or something. I mean, and you can sell it for thousands of pounds.
Not very likely.
Oh, maybe not, but... oh, it's nice to dream, isn't it? And just to be mentioned in somebody's will, I mean, that sort of thing only happens in stories.
I know. Weird, isn't it?
Oh, Will, how excited! I can't wait to find out what she left you.
What are you doing here?
I live here.
Where are you doing the milk round?
Hayley's gone 11.
What?
Are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all right now. I must have gone back to sleep.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. I was just feeling so awful first thing. I couldn't even keep a glass of water down. Roy took Phoebe over to Home Farm.
I thought you was at Lower Loxley today.
Not till this afternoon, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, Mike, if we carry on being as sick as this, people are going to put two and two together.
Well, does it matter?
Well, I don't want Phoebe to know. Not till we're absolutely sure everything's okay.
Oh, it will be.
I know. It's just... Ooh, lying there this morning with my stomach trying to turn itself inside out, I thought, how can this be right? I mean, this baby is no bigger than the end of my thumb and it's causing this much havoc.
You wait till it's a teenager.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, you feel a bit better now?
Yeah, cup of tea. You're right as rain.
Yeah.
Did you pick up a copy of The Echo?
Oh, yeah, we did. Must have left it in the van. Had a glance at the property pages. I don't think there's anything new.
And The Lonely Hearts?
Yeah, I checked to see if my ad was in.
And?
Yeah, it's in there.
And then he had the full English. Sausages, bacon, two eggs. And just when I thought he couldn't possibly eat any more, he called for more toast.
Huh. What about her?
She just had a boiled egg.
Well, swings and roundabouts, Robert. What we lose on the glutton, we gain... Is that you, Grundy?
Yeah.
What's he doing here?
He's as much right to be in the churchyard as anyone.
Morning, Joe.
Oh, morning.
You haven't seen Neil, I suppose. We're supposed to be meeting him.
What for?
Arrangements for the open day.
Oh, right. All happened at the wrong time for you, didn't it?
What?
The mystery of the Worm of Ambridge.
On the contrary.
A week or so back, this churchyard was heaving with people.
It did excite a lot of interest, that snake.
It's the kind of attraction you need for your open day.
No, I'm sorry, Joe.
It's going to be deadly dull with someone like that.
You are quite wrong. This is about St. Stephen's Acre, the history and natural delights of our village. We do not need stray reptiles or their tawdry owners
tawdry.
To draw the crowds.
She want tawdry?
What on earth is keeping Neil?
She was a fine figure of a woman, that Scarlet Del Monte.
Mm.
I did say 15:15, didn't I?
What?
I did say we'd meet Neil.
Oh, yes, 15:15.
What do you want him for?
I need to check the view from the top of the church tower.
Check the view? Well, you think he might have gone away in the night, eh?
Don't be silly.
Linda's preparing an orientation map.
You were?
So that people can get an aerial view of the churchyard.
Oh, that's asking for trouble, isn't it?
What?
You're going to let public up the tower?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Suppose somebody falls off?
It's never happened before.
Always the first time.
Now, what should we have for dinner today?
A biscuit.
You can't have biscuits for your dinner. Oh, suppose it'll have to be fish fingers again.
I'll get down now.
No, Jake, not yet.
Now?
In a minute, just let me find some chips.
Excuse me, can I just get... Oh, it's you.
Hello.
Nick. Well, I didn't expect to see you in here.
Oh, I always shop in here.
Do you?
Yeah, I only live just round the corner, but, What about you? What are you doing in Hollerton?
Oh, a dentist.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I had a filling come out.
Right.
Oh, hello, Jake. Yeah, and Mia, is it?
Yeah, this is Will's mum. You remember? You going to say hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you probably don't remember, do you? We had to go home just when you was arriving.
And Mia was yelling her head off. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. I know what babies are like. William was a little horror.
Was he?
Yeah, and he didn't like it one bit when his brother came along.
Didn't he?
Aww. No. Dead jealousy, were. Your two get along all right, do they?
Yeah, they do. Suppose I'm lucky.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Nothing worse than brothers and sisters who don't get on.
No.
No, well, anyway, I thought while I was here, I'd best pick up something for our tea. Something quick. And I'll have to work late this afternoon, make up the time I lost having my tooth fixed.
Oh, great news, isn't it?
What?
About the will.
What are you talking about?
Your aunt. You went to the funeral.
She were my husband's aunt.
Oh, right.
And we entered nothing about no will.
But he got a letter.
Oh.
William did.
Letter?
From the solicitor, didn't he tell you?
No.
Oh, sorry. I thought he'd have... Well, he only got it yesterday, or the day before. I mean, the thing is, it was sent to Grange Farm, where he lived, where you used to live, and they passed it on.
Stirlings.
And it didn't say, like, what she'd left him, and an old teapot or something, Will reckons, because all the money probably got spent.
Well, she were in the nursing home for years.
Yeah, Will said. But it's exciting, isn't it?
Mummy!
Yes, all right, Jake. In a minute. I mean, you never know. She might have had a huge fortune stashed away, like you read about in magazines.
Not very likely.
No, but I mean...
I'm sure William's right.
Oh, it's nice to dream, though, isn't it?
Probably just some small memento.
Like when you buy a lotto ticket and you imagine, oh, what you're going to do when you win the jackpot.
I've printed this off for you.
Come and look at these photographs, Robert.
Oh, are these for the exhibition, are they? Oh, wow. Is that Phil and Jill's wedding?
Yes, 1957. Look at the yew tree.
Good Lord, it looks exactly the same as it does now.
And look at this one. Phil reckons this was taken sometime in the 1920s.
Ah, that is extraordinary. 80-odd years ago. Mm. Doesn't look any smaller. They do say, don't they, that yew trees sometimes just stop growing.
Well, I was going to put all the wedding photographs in one section, but I think that little group should go together.
The churchyard yew through the ages.
Hmm, good idea.
Definitely. This is your orientation map. I've done it on four separate sheets.
Oh, that looks splendid.
North, south, east and west. Still not sure you've got the power station in the right place.
Oh, I checked that this morning. From the top of the tower, it's just to the left of Netherbourne Church.
Oh, take your word for it. Oh, and by the way, there's an email from Glenn Whitehouse.
Really? What does he want?
He wants Dylan Nels to do a review of Would You Believe the Quince Tree?
Really? Oh, I shall enjoy that.
Lindsay, it's probably the most expensive restaurant in Borsetshire.
I shall be interested to see if it lives up to its reputation.
I can't possibly afford that.
Robert, I've explained.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. We'll get it all back.
We will.
There's no guarantee
of that. Course we'll get it back.
These expensive meals are eating up any profit we might be making out of the B&B.
Oh, you surely can't believe that when I reveal the truth to Glenn Whitehouse, he'll refuse to honour the debt.
I don't know. He could be mightily peeved you've been deceiving him all these weeks.
Oh, no. I have, after all, been doing an extremely professional job.
Don't you think?
Albeit under a pseudonym.
I know I keep saying, but don't you think you've made your point? Isn't it about time you came clean?
No. Not yet.
I'm getting awfully near the limit on my credit card.
Robert, you've got to understand. This has been, well, almost like a homecoming for me.
What?
Being a published writer. And to review the Quince Tree, that will be the crowning glory. It will really extend my repertoire. And when I finally confront Whitehouse, I'll have a thorough cross-section of work behind me.
All right.
Which I need to make the point effectively.
I know when I'm beaten.
So, when shall we go to the Quince Tree? How about tomorrow night?
I thought you were going to have a nap.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going. You OK?
Yeah, fine now, thanks. I'm just off to Lower Loxley.
There's the echo if you want to...
Oh, here, let's have a look.
I think you were right.
About what?
The ad. I do come across as awfully dull when I compare it to the others.
But where is it?
Just near the bottom. Look there. Oh. I mean, you look at the one right after mine.
Ooh. Rugged romantic, loves the great outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, what chance do I stand alongside him? I should have listened to you.
Mike, I have a confession to make. Rugged romantic is you.
No. Widower 57's me.
No, listen, after we talked on Sunday, I felt... Well, I really did feel you were underselling yourself. And so did Roy.
Huh?
So we decided... All the phrases you'd rejected, well, I put them together and sent it in.
You're saying that's meant to be me?
Yeah.
But I ain't rugged.
You are.
Or romantic.
Oh, come on. Underneath that craggy exterior, there beats a great big sentimental heart.
Sentimental, me?
Oh, come on, admit it.
Well, with me family, maybe. But I mean, anyone reading that's going to expect... Well, I don't know. They won't be expecting me, that's for sure.
Or whatever they're expecting, they won't be disappointed.
No, you're just trying to flatter me.
Let's just see which ad gets the most answers, shall we?
Well, obviously yours will, but I won't have the nerve to reply to any of them.
And this meeting, your perfect date? Oh, now look, I really must go.
I wish I'd never started this.
Oh, hello.
Didn't think you was coming home this dinner time.
I just dropped in to put shopping in the fridge.
I ate that pork pie.
I wanted to ask...
Yeah, you weren't saving it for something, was you?
What?
The pork pie.
Well, oh, no, that's fine. Ah. But listen, Joe, has our William said anything to you about Hilda's will?
What do you mean?
Well, I bumped into, you know, his girlfriend.
Oh, Nick?
Yeah.
Ah.
She says to me, and it's exciting, William, getting that letter.
What letter?
He ain't mentioned it to you.
No.
They were really embarrassing, Joe. I didn't have the first clue what she were talking about.
So William got a letter?
Yeah, from Hilda's solicitors to say she's left him some in her will.
Is that a fact?
You don't know what yet.
No, that does surprise me. I mean, if there was anything to leave, she'd have left it to the church or the cat's home or something.
No, but what I don't understand is why didn't he tell us?
Certainly not to our family.
Why didn't tell her?
Who?
Nick.
Well, I hope the poor girl ain't got her hopes up.
It's nothing to do with her. It's William's inheritance, not hers. I wouldn't think it the way she were carrying on.
Why, what'd she say?
I know you don't agree with me, Joe, but if you'd heard her, honestly. Swear to God, that girl is only interested in William for what she can get out of him.
You didn't upset her, did you?
No, I was perfectly civil to her. And anyway, it ain't her I'm really worried about. It's Edward.
Edward? Why?
Oh, if William's had a letter about the will, why ain't Edward had one too?
What kept you?
Sorry, love. I was so near the end of the field, I thought I might as well finish it. And then I got waylaid by Bert.
It's time I was getting the cows in for milking.
Well, at least get yourself a cup of tea first.
It's been a madhouse in here. Three of them calving and every one a bull calf.
Oh, no.
Look at them. Not a heifer between them.
Oh, well, it'll even out in the end. It always does.
What time did you say we pick up the kids?
Dad's going to bring them back.
Oh, good.
About six, he said.
I have no idea what we're going to do for supper. I meant to go to the shop, but what with one thing and another.
Well, look, why don't we go down the bull?
We can't.
Why not? We haven't had a meal out for ages.
This lot. Seems like they've all decided they want the calves in August.
Well, I'll give Dad a call. He won't mind keeping an eye on things for an hour or two.
That'd be brilliant.
OK, I'll ring him now, and then I'll call the bull and reserve a table.
Great.
Go on, then. You go and grab yourself a cup of tea.
OK.
But watch out for Bert.
Why?
Honestly, he's like the Ancient Mariner.
What?
I was just on my way over here. He grabs me by the sleeve, won't let go, and then proceeds to bend my ear about the wretched tractor.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, he's been trying to ring the engineer. No joy.
Oh, dear.
Do you think the poor chap's left his phone on voicemail? He's so fed up with Bert hassling him every 5 minutes.
So what does he expect you to do?
Well, I think he wants me to drop everything and drive over to Felbershire.
On a Friday afternoon?
Yeah. Beard Wiggins in his workshop and stand over him while he rebuilds the engine.
Oh, poor Bert. He's getting in such a state about it, isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, there was an email address on Wiggins's card, so I told Bert to use the office computer and send him a beseeching email.
It's not going to be ready by Monday, is it?
Doesn't look like it, no. Anyway, look, go on, go and get your cup of tea. But keep your head down when you pass the office.
This is the life.
Beautiful evening, isn't it?
Friday night in the garden. Feet up. Nice cold beer. Who could ask for more?
Oh, I just wish I wish William had told us.
Oh,
about
Clara,
that letter.
Look, he's told you now.
Well, only because I rang him up and asked him.
Like he said, it ain't nothing to get worked up about.
It was just so embarrassing, Eddie. Having to hear all about it from her, from Nick. I mean, Hilda, we're your aunt. Your family has nothing whatever to do with her.
She's William's girlfriend.
I know.
And right now, she means a lot more to him than his mum and dad.
How can you say that?
Oh, come on, Clara. He only has to see them together.
Well, I do hope he ain't getting too serious about
it. Now, stop it.
What?
Criticising.
I wasn't.
You may not like the girl.
Oh, I didn't say
But keep it to yourself.
I was nice as pie to her when we met.
Good.
Bent over backwards to be friendly. And what happened? She completely pulls the rug from under me.
Yeah, she thought you knew.
Yeah, she were quite quiet when we first got chatting, but as soon as we got onto the wheel, she comes over all bubbly and excited.
Well, if she thinks she's going to come into money, she's in for a big disappointment.
Yeah, well, we don't know that.
Look, if there's any money to be dished out, it's going to go to Cousin Ralph, ain't it?
Why?
Why? Because he was there. He looked after her.
Well, no, he didn't. He put her in a home.
And as if he's proper family, is he? He's only, what is he, your late husband's...
Son of Hilda's husband's brother.
Yeah, well, whatever. So William is her nearest blood relative.
What about me?
Well, yeah.
I'm closer than William. So's Alf come to that. So how come we're not mentioned in the will?
We don't know you ain't.
Yeah. I mean, well, William only got his letter a couple of days ago. Maybe mine's in the post.
Yeah.
Well, I won't hold me breath.
No, but Eddie, you've got to admit, it is strange that it's only William. Oh, hello, love. Good day.
Yeah, it's fine, thanks.
Oh, there's some beers in the fridge. Come and join us.
Actually, I think I'm going to grab a shower and go down a bowl.
Oh, don't you want some tea before you go?
Don't worry, Mum. I'll make myself a sandwich.
There's a chicken and ham pie on the table. Have a piece of that.
Yeah, thanks. Don't suppose you fancy coming for a drink, do you?
Nah, you're all right, son.
Yeah, we're enjoying sitting here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go get cleaned up.
Edward?
Yeah?
You haven't had a letter in the last couple of days, have you?
What sort of letter?
Perhaps something you wasn't expecting.
No? Why?
Oh, nothing. No, we were just saying how the post's been a bit unreliable lately. Regular postman's an holiday, I expect.
Yeah.
Any road, don't let us hold you up, son.
Okay. I'll see you later.
What did you have to go and say that for?
I just had to make sure. I mean, if he had her...
He'd have said.
But if the letter went to Grange Farm...
William told him he'd moved.
But if it was sent before?
Look, Edward, don't know nothing. Let's keep it that way for now. Don't you go rocking the boat.
There you go. One St. Clement's and two lemonades, please.
And if we could have a couple of menus?
Yeah, of course. You've booked a table, have you?
Yep, 5:30.
All right, only it's going to be pretty busy tonight.
We thought we'd sit out in the garden while we decide what to eat.
Burger and chips.
You've decided already?
No, that's what the boys will have. They always do.
Two lemonades. Pint?
Please.
Pint of Shires and half a lager.
Coming up. So, are you going to this Village Cup final?
Well, I certainly am. Ruth's still thinking about it.
I don't see how we can both score.
Oh, we can get someone to cover the milking.
On a Sunday?
Well, Sid's persuaded my mum to go.
Jolene's going?
Yeah. So who's looking after this place? Me.
Wow.
That's a big responsibility.
Yeah. But, you know, I've got Frieda and Clary to deal with the food, and Kirsty's coming in. I'm sure we'll cope. Just the draft lager.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Is this a first?
What?
You being left in charge?
Oh, yeah.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Bert.
How are you?
I'm not happy.
Oh, dear.
Let me get you a drink.
What's the matter?
The tractor, it ain't going to be ready for Monday.
I was afraid of that.
Oh, what a shame.
So I won't be able to compete in the Netherbourne and District.
Still, there's loads more ploughing matches.
Well, that's not the point.
No, well...
He'll have a pint of Shires.
Okay.
So, you finally managed to get hold of Dennis Wiggins?
Oh, I had to drive over there, didn't I?
He went all the way to Felpershire?
Well, he weren't answering his phone or his email. And now I knows why.
Why?
He was at a wedding rehearsal.
Oh.
His daughter's getting married tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
So he ain't touched the tractor today, and he ain't going to touch it tomorrow. I suggested he might like to get up early Sunday morning.
Oh, Bert!
When he just laughed.
I'm not surprised.
Said I wouldn't want him fixing my cylinder linings with an hangover, would I? Oh, I didn't know what to say.
No, well...
Is that the lot?
Oh, we'd better have some crisps.
Any particular flavour?
Doesn't matter as long as they're all the same. 3 bags.
Yeah, make it 4. Cheese and onion.
Do you want a tray?
Please.
There's your menus.
Yeah, but you drink that.
Oh,
make you feel better.
Mm.
Listen, it's like Ruth says, Netherbourne is only the first match.
Sure, but the point
that
is...
There's lots more coming up.
Well, we could have been a contender for the South Barsetshire Cup.
Really?
Well, I reckon so.
Well, you're certainly good enough.
That's 11:25 then, please.
Right. There's 10, and I've probably got some change.
The standard chance of being in the running... I had to pick up points at Netherbourne.
You can catch up, surely.
£1.20 and £5.
Not unless Jimmy Prentice falls by the wayside.
He's your great rival, is he?
Good evening, all.
Ed!
Hi, how are you?
Good evening.
How are you?
I haven't seen you in ages.
But we're sitting out in the garden with the kids. Do you want to come and join us?
Oh, no, tar very much. But
you'd be very welcome.
I ain't feeling sociable tonight. I'll just go over here in the corner.
Right, okay.
What's up with him?
He's had a bit of a disappointment.
His tractor's broken.
Oh, nasty. Come on then, Ruth.
Cheers, Fallon. Cheers.
So, how you been?
Well, apart from Monday night, fine. Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I had to let you down right at the last minute like
that. No, it's not a problem, honestly. It's
just I had this carving.
Right.
That should have been straightforward. It was a second calf. She was fine last year.
Spare me the gory details.
No, I was stuck at Grange Farm until, well, gone 9 o'clock.
Poor thing.
I felt rotten for letting you down.
No,
though.
I really wasn't bothered. It wasn't as if I got dressed up or anything. And I mean, it was only a local stand-up night.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd probably been rubbish anyway.
Yeah. Do you want a drink?
Oh, please.
Lager?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hold on a sec. Hi, Kirsty. What? No. Yeah, I understand. No, don't worry. I'll sort something out. Yeah, well, thanks for letting us know. Okay, bye. Well.
What's up?
Kirsty, she can't work Sunday week.
It's not the end of the world, is it?
Well, no, it's a bit tricky, actually. Sid's persuaded Mum to go with him to this cricket thing, the Village Cup final in London.
Yeah.
And they were going to leave me to run the pub.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah, but it all depended on them getting a team of regular staff. Now Kirsty's saying she can't do it, so Mum will probably insist on staying here. I was really looking forward to it.
I'll do it.
What?
Well, I have to get someone to cover afternoon milk in, but apart from that...
Have you ever done bar work?
Not as such.
You mean not at all?
Yeah, but I owe you, Fallon, for Monday night, remember? You've helped me with the cows before now, so...
Yeah, but if you've never done it before...
Oh, come on, it's not exactly rocket science, is it?
Yeah, there's more to it than just pulling points, you know.
Okay, well, I'll pop in during the week and you can give me some lessons.
Well...
Oh, go on, say yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
So?
Oh, okay, you're on.
I just don't get it.
Don't you?
What's the point of having an open day when the churchyard's open every day of the blooming year? I mean, anyone can go in there any time and have a wander round.
Church tower's going to be open.
Oh, big deal.
Joe said Linda's done a map. All the things you can see from the top.
Oh, well, that'll make all the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose it'll give folks something to do while the flower and produce is being judged.
Mm.
Talking of which... Is her dad putting anything in?
Eh?
For the flour and produce.
Wonder if I should give Oliver Sterling a ring.
Aye.
Ask if there's been a letter.
Oh, if there was, he'd have given it to Edward, wouldn't he, to bring home?
Oh, he might have forgot.
Let it go, Clary. Either we'll get a letter or we won't. And we've all agreed there's zip or chance of any money coming our way.
It ain't the money, it's the fairness.
What?
Look, if William gets some, it don't matter how small it is, and Edward gets nothing, well, that's another wedge driven between the two of them.
God, there's nothing we can do about
it. Well, I don't understand it.
Aunt Hilda's dead. She can't change her will now.
No, but listen, she didn't know the boys, so why would she favour one over the other? It just don't make no sense. Which is why I reckon there's a letter for Edward somewhere and it's gone astray.
Not very likely, is it?
And if it don't come tomorrow, then I'm going to phone Cousin Ralph. He's the executor, didn't he say? I'm going to find out what's going on.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kim Greengrass, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.